What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Kendall Roy.
What the fuck is that?
It's Succession.
You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah. All right, say your actual name, Nav.
I'm Shrieker.
And we gotta. I still haven't started Succession. I gotta do that.
But... No, you gotta finish it like I did.
Okay. Well, I have to start it to finish it.
Yeah. Just be better.
We got a returning guest, Mr. Sean Ryan, who. I don't know when the last time he was on.
Oh, yeah. No, since I was on the first time, I've been banned since. I don't know why they let me back.
We were just bored.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We needed some sort of excitement.
Yeah, which I bring.
Yeah, if you guys have heard, like, any noises in the backgrounds of some of our episodes, it's probably him. He's trying to be an asshole in front of us. But, oh my God. Yeah, Jason and James couldn't be here today, so we got us three. Doing a fantasy mock draft.
Yes, sir.
Been a little bit since we've covered fantasy. I guess since, like, the fantasy playoffs. It's probably been the last time. There's nothing really happening in the NFL. The training camp doesn't start for another, like, 2 months. So we'll probably be doing more stuff like this over the next couple weeks. Where we've been home for about – well, Sean's not home yet, but we've been home for about a month now. So I've been, you know – in the board times, thinking about doing fantasy. My home league is switching to a dynasty league this year. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
It's called Fantasy for Tryhards, just say that.
Well, no, I know dynasty. I respect it.
I think it's more fun, but it's a lot harder, so, like, I have to do more.
No, I'd want to do that, too.
Yeah, I think for our league, it would be good if we did that, like, down the line, like, in a while, because I know that not everyone's going to want to do it.
I kind of want it just because that means less trades in my end.
No, that's not true at all. It means more because you're trading for draft picks the next year and shit. Like
that helps. That helps my case too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nah, just face it. You're gonna be last forever.
Let's put some money on that.
No, I'm not even joking. Like you guys know, I don't know about Nav's takes, but the man is. Like, not even – he's objectively the worst fantasy player maybe ever. Like, the guy just can't get anything outside of last. I don't know why.
Nah, this year's about to come up. Just watch. Well,
you said that the past 3 years, so.
Yeah, but I had bad, like, placements in where, like, I got drafted. Now I'm a three. I've never seen someone get last with the third pick.
That's because you've gotten last every time and you haven't been the third pick.
No, but I've also had like a bottom six pick every time.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean, dude? I was eight like 2 years in a row and I was in the playoffs.
Yeah, because there's always that one person who somehow gets let the first one was rigged. Casper should have gotten last that first. Second
when,
year.
When I was in the race, too, it was me.
Yeah, you were making moves behind the scenes.
Well, no, Casper actually, like, cheated. I just clutched up with, like, the greatest last week performance in fantasy history.
Yeah.
I had to win two out of my last 3 weeks to barely edge you out. It was crazy.
And then second year, it was rightfully I messed up. And then last year... Narrow once again.
No, it was rightfully.
Rightfully, yeah. But this is the one. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. I'm also better than Jared at fantasy too. I think people know that.
Last year there was really like a bigger chance for you to not get last just because there were so many other bad teams in the league, like mine, Josh's team was pretty bad, Jacob's team was pretty bad. But then the second year was like it was pretty much confirmed you were getting last from like week five.
Yep.
Yeah, Jared, yours was bad. Your team was really bad.
Yeah, I've had really bad luck in this league the last couple of years. And it's like, I just keep losing. And I figured it out. It's every time I draft Stephon Diggs, my team ends up being bad. So I'm just going to stop doing that.
I mean, yeah, the people will find out soon that Jared's not a big trading guy, and I might be.
I forgot about that. Anyway, we're going to be doing a mock draft, our first of the year. This is... our PPR league that we've been doing the last 3 years. This is our fourth year. Shrieker's the third pick. I'm the sixth pick, and Sean is the ninth pick. We're going to be doing it on Sleeper. I get to start.
Yeah, right, let's kick it off.
We have two flexes, six bench spots. Everything else is normal. All right, let's start it.
McCaffrey, Eckler.
Yeah, I'll like go through all the guys picked when that happens. But that, I feel like that's what the top two should be.
I don't think Eckler's going to be second.
I think I think Justin Jefferson's going to get picked.
Yeah, I think Jefferson could be second.
Or even first.
In our league, I think Jefferson will be who's one and two? Dave is one. And who's two?
Isn't it Jack or Jacob?
I feel like it is Jacob.
Yeah.
So maybe. I honestly don't know. Never mind. Forget it.
All right. No, I gotta find him because he's all the way down here. So with the next hip, I gotta keep it consistent.
Oh, you're not doing anything. Oh my god.
Nah, I don't think that's bad.
No, it's not, but that's what you should be. You should be like number eight pick, even though that's a good pick.
And, like, he doesn't come with any injury concerns.
That's the biggest jinx I've ever heard.
He's also a rookie, like, and he's also the – okay, so anyway, yeah, he picked Bijan at three, and Sleeper has him ranked, like, 31. It's kind of the only thing I don't like about this platform is that their rankings are pretty off. Hopefully by August they'll be better, but
– Jettas I get. Jamar probably won't be that high. You'll probably see another running back at the fifth pick.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here at six, and I like Jonathan Taylor, but – and I do think that he'll bounce back decently this year, but – I'm looking at Kupp or Kelsey because Kelsey has just been an absolute beast for he's been the tight end one five of the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Kupp, I think, is due for a nice bounce back, but he's coming off an injury too. So I'm gonna go with Kelsey.
I like. In Kupp, I don't like the concerns with the team too.
Yeah, but like they weren't that good last year and he was still a beast. So I feel like it'll be fine.
I mean, how many games did he even play last year?
Played like eight or nine, I think.
Oh, I thought it was way less than that.
Let me see.
So Hill and Kupp are gone. So we got.
Wait.
Oh, and Nav, you might know this. What's going on with the whole Saquon thing?
He played nine games.
Why is Saquon going solo? I heard there's something with like contract problems.
Yeah, so he's on his last year of a contract, and they haven't really. He wants a big deal, and he wants to be the highest paid running back are amongst those, but I think the Giants are in a weird contract issue because they gave Daniel Jones a big deal, and they're just kind of frightened by giving Saquon a big deal too.
I mean, okay, so then by the time we do this draft for real, Saquon will be probably picked.
Yeah, we'll know what's going on probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, what I'm thinking is I'm going through the receivers, Diggs, Adams. Both very both great receivers. Adams, I don't like the quarterback situation or the team situation, so I don't know if I like to take that risk. Diggs I've taken in the past. I'm probably right now in this draft gonna take Derrick Henry, even though the guy is getting old and the team, the quarterback, the whole situation. But when it comes down to it, I see a lot of wide receiver depth in the future rounds. And actually, no, scratch that. I see running back depth as well. I'm gonna go with at this pick, what I think is probably the – I got to go with Diggs.
I think that's pretty good.
I don't love that pick, but I got to do it.
So you would have picked Henry over Taylor and Saquon?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't pick Saquon there because I was just like, he's probably not going to be there for me when
– Yeah, especially in our league because we all go to Penn State.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like team... I would have done that. But yeah, with the actually, I probably would have gone with Taylor. I actually like Taylor's situation this year. So
yeah, after that went Taylor, Saquon, Henry. I think Taylor and I don't like Henry this year. I feel like it's time, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably time. But I also I don't know about like your take, but I don't like Adams this year.
Me neither.
I like him. Do you see? Jimmy may not be ready to start.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He like failed a physical and now he got surgery, so they might have to start their like rookie that they draft in the sixth round or something.
Yeah, like I don't like the coaching there. If Jimmy's there, he brings the like consistency of San Francisco, but like the excitement just lacks with him. So that he's gonna like become just like an average player, but no like game changer that you want for your first round pick.
Yeah. And then real quick after that goes Jacobs, Devontae Adams, and Nick Chubb.
Chubb's way too high, right there in my opinion.
It's a little high, yeah.
But yeah, Jacobs to me, should be picked before Adams this year.
He was. So yeah.
He just should. Yeah, he should like every time be that. Okay, so
I'd probably agree.
I'm looking at this. I do like some of the rookies this year. Probably wouldn't want to pick one at the spot I'm at now.
I'm really thinking about it.
Obviously, early tight end makes sense at times. For me, I would consider Andrews going into this year because I do like what Baltimore's doing. But I don't know if I love it as a second pick just with the guys who are available. When I'm thinking about my top options right now, I'm thinking Amon-Ra and I'm thinking CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's incredibly consistent. But also, you need a running back. You need a solid guy who thinks you're going to win you some weeks. And I do see a little bit of a fall off here actually pretty early. So right here, I'm going to go with Breece Hall.
I like that. So A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb go after that. So like I was saying with Bijan, fuck, I can't talk. there's kind of a like the rankings are a little weird with the rookies. They're not really made yet because I think Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy who in this is ranked 115.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for me, I don't know what you're about to say. I was about to consider Gibbs almost up there with Hall. Like, he was my next guy.
Yeah, because I think that Gibbs is a guy that's going to be going around this range because all of the rookie running backs that get picked early on in, like, the real NFL draft, like, just over the last couple of years, like, Christian McCaffrey was the 8th overall pick. Zeke was the 4th overall pick. Saquon. Like, they have immediate success when they start out.
Right.
So – and Gibbs was picked at 12. Like, many people don't really realize that because he was the second guy that got that went. But I think that he's going to be a fucking monster in his rookie year. They got rid of DeAndre Swift, and that's a pretty big guy to get rid of. It would also be interesting if I paired Pat Mahomes with Travis Kelce, which I'm kind of
concerned. I do like that. I do like – but you, when I look at that, though, it's just like you're looking at what you're giving up. And I feel like you don't want to lose those guys before it's too late.
Yeah, because I'm just gonna go with Gibbs because he's gonna by the time that real drafts roll around, he's gonna get picked around here.
I like that, but I like what you said about the Mahomes thing because we always say don't do it, like take the players while you can. But like when you're in the middle of the season, it's always the quarterbacks that are losing you weeks.
That is very true. That's happened to me plenty of times. So.
That's happened to me almost every year.
Right after you pick Gibbs, Tony Pollard just got drafted. That's a guy that I really like. Do you guys think he could get picked in the first round in our league?
Pollard. I think that he should be up there, like late first, early second, because he's – well, I saw something today that, like – do you guys remember Lamar Miller?
Yes.
He was on the Texans, right?
Yeah, and before that, he was on Miami, and he kind of had, like, a shared role, and it was, like, kind of Pollard, where every time that he would get touches, he'd be really good, and then when he was the sole guy, he was worse.
Right. So,
and, like, that could happen with Pollard. I'm not willing to bet on it, but it's a possibility rather
than... I think he's going to be great. I don't even know why, like, he should be considered up there with Breece Hall.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe even higher.
Yeah, this has looked pretty accurate so far with, like, what I think a real draft's going to look like. Because he was ranked lower on this site, but he got picked up pretty high. So
right. So, Nav, what are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking wide receiver or QB here because adding Patrick Mahomes to this would be pretty good. But I just don't like the wide receiver core they have there. They lost Juju, who was a decent role, and then they didn't really add anything to that wide receiver core this year. They have Sky Moore. They have Kadarius Toney, but they're not really that big of a game changers. And so honestly, I'm gonna sit on the QB because I probably can swing back around maybe in the third round and get one. So I'm gonna take T. Higgins. I think they're gonna be a pretty high offense next year. Both Jamar and T had some injuries last season, but I think healthy, this is a good high passing offense, and Patrick Mahomes got picked, and so I kind of like pairing T with his quarterback. So I'm gonna go on a swing here, kind of risky, but I'm gonna pick Burrow.
Interesting. I don't hate the Burrow thing. I think T Higgins is a little too high.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't really see another wide receiver that I could pick in that like second to third round. If you look at them, maybe Smith, Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Oh, so this is before Jared even says anything. Looking at a team for the computer just picked, this is crazy to me because we'll see. No, that I actually like, we'll see how our draft goes, but I think Garrett Wilson is like one of the guys that I feel like I need on my team this year. And I hope he falls to me in the third round, but we'll see how the actual draft goes because I think that guy could do some crazy stuff this year, but we'll see.
I think he's going to be good, but I also think he's getting a little – he's slightly overrated in the sense that Aaron Rodgers is probably going to spread the ball a lot evenly than expected just because he gets Alan Lazard back, who he loves to pass to. They added Randall Cobb for some reason, but they still have some solid wide receivers there, Corey Davis and Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know what Jared's looking at right now, but the more I'm looking at this, the depth this year for running backs is night and day different from last year. It's kind of crazy. Yeah,
I kind of there's more guys here that I like than I thought I would.
Like, many of the committees from last year kind of got broken up, and I actually liked that a lot.
Yeah, I'm looking – I don't really – like, I don't have a receiver yet. I have Kelce and Gibbs. I just got sniped because Kenneth Walker has been the guy that I've been targeting in – this and my dynasty draft when I because I did one mock draft and I ended up with him. I think Kenneth Walker is a fucking beast and is going to be for a very long time. So he just went with the pick right before me. So I'm not looking at quarterback because I have a tight end. I don't want to do that. So I'm looking at the running backs. I don't know what team Dalvin Cook's going to be on, so I don't trust that. I'm looking here between Javonte Williams and Joe Mixon. I've never really been a huge Joe Mixon guy, but I feel like getting him this late is pretty good, especially considering how good Cincy's offense is.
Yeah, I wonder why Javonte's so low.
He's coming off an injury too, a torn ACL, but I don't really care. Like, I think that he's like young enough that he should regenerate fine. Apparently he was at the Broncos practice looking like his old self.
Yeah, and wait, question though, why are you not considering Etienne or Swift?
I don't think Swift is like that good.
Okay.
Etienne, I guess I would put in that too, but I think I just like Mixon and Javonte a little better. I don't hate Aaron Jones either. Aaron Jones is like nothing but like solid every single year. He's just
And with Jordan, you got Jordan Love too. He's going to be – most of his passes will probably be knockdowns to Aaron Jones this year. So I like that a lot.
The only reason why I'm not going to go Jones is because I've owned him before and it's
kind of – Yeah, same.
So I'll go with Mixon. I'll play it a little safer just because I feel like this is – I never draft him either. And, like, I feel like it's pretty late for him to be there. So I'm going to go with Mixon.
And how about – before I even start, what do you think of Mark Andrews going that late? There's probably no way that's happening.
Probably not. Yeah, I'm an Andrews guy. I think he's good. I think he's really good.
I could see him going middle of the second round.
Yeah, that.
No, I actually think this is probably where he's going to get drafted in our league too, just because of how much depth there is around the league. Like, a lot of people, I think, are still going to pick, like, just because of recency bias, like Amon-Ra or Jalen Waddle over Mark Andrews. Sure, like, Najee Harris could fall to the third round, but I could definitely see, like, Mark Andrews falling to the third.
Right.
Garrett Wilson, I think, is going to get drafted in the second in our league.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially with, like, lots of Jets fans in our league, Jack and James.
I forgot James was a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I'm looking at this here, obviously you got the receivers, you got D-Hop, you got McLaurin, don't like Keenan Allen, don't love Metcalf as a third-round pick. Debo's just so risky.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
Why is Keenan Allen at 35 and Mike Williams is at 61? Mike Williams is literally better.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't. Keenan Allen's probably, like, I love Keenan Allen. He's one of my favorite receivers, like, ever. But his time, I think, is done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, what I'm looking at right now, though, I obviously, even though the depth this year for running back is nice, I do see a stronger drop-off in running back. Besides, I think, to me, the most interesting running back this year will be Brian Robinson. and whether we get a decision on whether Antonio Gibson will still have a role or not, because I think that decision comes out late. Someone could get a steal in the draft, but it'll probably come out before people make their draft, so he'll probably shoot up in the rankings. Right now, though, I'm looking at running back because I do see a little bit of a drop-off. I'm in between DeAndre Swift, Travis Etienne, and Williams. Etienne I like, but I see Lawrence and them
doing as much
work as he did last year. Swift, I think, could have an immediate role, but then you also look at all the weapons they have and how they used Miles Sanders last year. Even though I do think Swift is a little bit of a better running back than Miles Sanders, I think right now, even with the energy, with the injury, the most kind of done deal player is Javonte Williams, so I'm going to take him.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. It's so weird seeing Dalvin Cook at the 3-11.
No, it is.
But it makes sense.
I think it has.
Or Josh Allen in the fourth.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Like, Hurts and Allen would probably go earlier than that.
I think, yeah. I think Hurts and Allen over Burrow, but since you have Higgins, I get why you did that.
Yeah.
I don't like DK. I don't like D-Hop either. Etienne is fine there. But yeah, that's crazy them going this low. But this looks pretty accurate so far.
Yeah, it is pretty accurate. And that's why even right now, I do kind of understand the Allen thing, though. Like, we'll see how the team culture works starting the new year. But, like, after Allen's injury, he had a major drop-off. And I hope he's done a lot of rehab and he gets back to where he was, because he's just so much more exciting. But that's even one of the reasons why I was hesitant on Diggs, because I just saw what they did in the second half of the year compared to the first half, and it was just not very exciting. So, yeah, now I'm looking at this, looking at tight end options. Obviously, there's some pretty good depth, so I don't know if I want to reach this high. You got good guys like Freiermuth, Ingram, even Schultz in Houston now, because there's not many weapons. So, yeah, I don't know if I want to go that high with Kittle or Hockenson here. Looking at receivers, pretty depth-driven here, too, because you got guys like Marquise Brown. Lockett was insanely consistent last year. Calvin Ridley could be a beast. We have no idea yet. Mike Williams is obviously incredibly solid. Godwin and Evans, those are the two guys where I'm a little scared about that next year, just because it's Baker. And we'll see exactly what happens there. But – or am I wrong? Is it Baker or no?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, right. Oh, right, yeah, because Derek Carr is New Orleans, right. Okay, so, yeah, and then Pittman's another interesting one because he was super hyped up last year, and that quarterback play was just terrible. We'll see how Anthony Richardson is. So, yeah, right now with where I'm at, I'm really in between Terry McLaurin, because I think that guy's, like, really fucking consistent and a beast. But, will Howell be the quarterback next year?
Yeah,
so that part I don't love about that, and – personally, it might be kind of crazy to do here, but I think DeAndre Swift here is an absolute steal, even though it's just another running back. So I'm going to take Swift here.
Yeah, in the fourth round, I don't hate that at all. And I just got sniped again. I was going to go Chris Olave with my pick, but
right.
The only other guy I would have considered.
What's your thoughts on Debo?
If he's healthy, this is a steal because he's Debo, but I don't know. He's also only had one good year, but like that one good year was like, it can happen again.
I think that all the quarterbacks they have different traits. And so you don't, the problem is you don't know who the starting quarterback is and who's going to be that quarterback in like week 7, week 8 too. And so that just concerns me with that whole passing offense.
Yeah, so
because apparently Trey Lance is getting first team reps.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see with that. So yeah, I'm not gonna take him here. I'm gonna actually take Amari Cooper. Was really really good on the Browns last year, and now
I like that.
And there goes Debo.
Yeah, and now he's getting what's his name, Deshaun Watson at quarterback. So like, I don't have a wide receiver yet. I think Amari Cooper, as long as he's healthy, is a guy that. Last year was super consistent. I think with only a better quarterback coming in, should be fine.
What do you think about the talks, though, that people think D-Hop might be going to Cleveland?
That is a perfect spot.
But then if that happens, Cooper is immediately being shot down.
Yeah, for sure. But he didn't do. I mean, yeah, if he was, then I obviously wouldn't have picked him there. But
right,
that's a great spot for D-Hop if he does. He gets his old quarterback back, and they don't have a great second option. So
I feel like, how can they pay for him though? They have like no unless this man takes like a veteran minimum. Like,
I think he just wants to win at this point, but I don't know. We'll see.
Because you got the fully guaranteed contract of Deshaun Watson. You got Amari Cooper has a contract. Miles Garrett has a pretty big contract.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know their whole money situation.
I mean, yeah, Nav, I don't know exactly what you're looking at right now, but there are some steals in the running back position right now. Like, Dobbins is a very solid running back. Connor might be in a better situation this year than he was last year because Hopkins won't be on the team and he's getting – a lot of pass attempts, so
yeah, that's who I'm looking at right now is J.K. Dobbins, because I think at this round four-ish, I think taking a running back, adding him to Bijan, because right now I only have one running back, so I think even with all this depth at running back, I'm going to go play it safe here, and I'm going to take Dobbins 1 year out of injury, so I think he should have a solid year.
When it comes to PPR, though, Nav, why not Connor over Dobbins? Because you know Connor's going to get.
I just think with how that team is operating, they're going to be there. That whole team is weird. They lost to D-Hop, and now they're starting wide receivers like Marquise Brown. And so you definitely could see a lot of dump-offs to Connor. The only thing is how durable is he for a whole right. season to just have like 20 carries? Because they're going to give them a ball a lot. Like, I can definitely see from week one through, like, six, he could be, like, RB one through five. And then it's just he's going to get, like, some injury. And then he's just going to be, like, RB like 15, RB 14-ish.
Yeah, I can definitely see it burning out.
Because that's how he starts off, like, every year. Or he'll have a bad start and then, like, finish, like, the last 4 weeks, he'll do really well. And so it's like that with him.
After Dobbins went Hockenson, McLaurin, Kittle, and Godwin, which Kittle's on my, like, do not draft list, like, every year.
Yeah, the same with me.
See, I kind of want to draft him just because I feel like he's the only consistent piece if like, it's going to be a QB carousel in San Francisco once again. Like, yeah. I feel like just Debo has his own, like, weird thing with they use him in the run game and stuff, but now that Christian McCaffrey's there – they don't need to do that. Ayuk, I guess he's solid, but Kittle, I feel like, is consistent.
Yeah, I feel like McLaurin could be a steal, too. It's just I don't like the risk of the quarterback. We'll see. Yeah.
I mean, their backup was Jacoby Brissett, so and, like, he was pretty mid in Cleveland, so take that what you will.
Oh, wait, their backup's Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
I actually like him a lot, though, so.
Yeah, I think
but the only problem is they're benching him right now over, like, a fifth-rounder, sixth-rounder, so.
Yeah, well, hopefully – they fire Ron Rivera soon, and they'll change their mind.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a pretty good spot to take him. Obviously, I don't think – maybe he might – I think he probably could fall all the way down here. But I'm going to take Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Interesting. The same thing you did last year that got you last.
That's, yeah, but
yeah, well, where did I take him, though?
Better spot. And
better spot, but still, it's the quarterback issue.
Yeah,
I think they have a better quarterback.
They're not going to be passing the ball, Nav. They're not going to be passing the ball.
Their coach said they want to spread the ball out more.
Dude, and they drafted Bijan. They don't have a quarterback, and they have a good, like, running offense. Like, they're going to be running all game.
Yeah, but we did that last year because our quarterback could only throw 2 yards forward. I mean, Desmond Ridder literally just has to be a top 20 quarterback, which isn't that hard to do. And I think Kyle Pitts' volume should be fun. He had 1,000 yards in his rookie year when we had, like, a bottom 10 O-line, and now we have probably a top 5 O-line in the whole league.
Right.
All right.
So, and plus, Taylor Heineke is a backup, so if Desmond Ridder doesn't do well.
The GOAT.
I can go a few ways here. I can go with Herbert because I've always been a big fan of his, and I just – I don't know. I won't. I'm not going to do that, though.
If Lamar fell to you, would you have taken him?
I'd rather Herbert.
I'd personally rather Lamar this year.
I've just always been a big Herbert guy. If I could go with my third running back, and I really like Miles Sanders and Damian Pierce. I think that they're both like the O-line for the Panthers is not that bad. They have no other weapons there. I think they're going to be running the ball a lot. And kind of the same with Pierce, and he was like actually really fucking good last year whenever he played. But I do only have one receiver, and it's Amari Cooper. So I'm also looking at Mike Williams and DJ Moore, who DJ Moore hopefully will have better quarterbacking than he ever has before. Mike Williams is just a monster every time he steps on the field. It's just that doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I mean, personally for me, I hate to say it, but I don't want to draft DJ Moore this year. Like, I think he's really going to help our team. But when it comes to, like, where our team's at, only a year difference compared to what we did last year, same coach. I think he's going to be a great distraction, and on some plays he'll be open, but I think he's really just going to open up the field for us at least this year more than he's going to be a target. And it's still, like, it's for me, I even hate to give the comparison, but it's the Ravens type of vibe that when you have that running type of quarterback, it doesn't matter how good of a receiver you have. For fantasy, it's just like they're not going to get enough output to make it worth it.
Yeah, and the Bears fan saying that, that is pretty telling.
Like, it's just going to be like that. And that doesn't mean he's not going to win us games, but just for fantasy, I feel like you don't need it.
So I'm going to go with Mike Williams just so I can get my second receiver. Because
DJ, okay.
If I don't do that, then bad. Oh, well, Pierce went the pick right after, so I guess they're listening to me.
Okay, yeah, so what I'm looking at now, still looking at tight ends first. Out of the group of Ingram, Schultz, Waller, Goddard, all those guys have a lot of potential. Like, Ingram's coming off a good end of the season. Schultz could get a lot of output in Houston, but I don't love him as a player. Goddard, so much talent around him. I think it's a little too high for him here. I think you can get a steal with another tight end that'll get his consistent type of numbers. Waller's the one guy that sticks out to me because just with the offense he's in, the coach, the lack of receivers besides him, I think he could have an absolutely I just love what that team's doing. But personally, like, I'm also looking at receivers too, and I'm seeing that obviously I only have one now. Could have picked a few in the past, like CD, what I wanted. But yeah, with where I'm looking now, like, I don't love the depth of the receivers. And this might be a bit of a reach. And I kind of want to see how the offseason goes for him to see if he's actually going to be a top dog on the team. But I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley here.
I like that. I think he's better than Kirk, so I think he'll be the guy.
Okay, so this is what gets me angry. Justin Fields getting picked that, like, I don't think Fields in our league will get picked that early. What do you think?
He should not be getting picked over Herbert.
Yeah, like, I just don't see that happening. Like, Fields is the kind of guy I think will hopefully fall in my lap just because I'm a Bears fan, so I want him on my team. But, like, yeah, he shouldn't be picked before Herbert. Or even Lawrence, in my opinion. Or Watson.
Yeah, I can't. Watson, I'd probably pick him above just because the uncertainty. But, I mean, he should be, like, he was good last year. I don't know where he ended up in, like, terms of rankings. But,
yeah,
like, it should only be getting better. It doesn't, or does it say? Position, he finished at 7. So, like.
You know, he's great, yeah. But it's just, like. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I don't think you should be picked that early. I mean, now that I'm looking at my other pick, though, looking down the tight end line again, Everett, Dulcich, don't like those options. Kincaid, I don't know what you guys think. I think Kincaid could do something this year.
I just – rookie tight ends are just so, like, not really ever consistent that – I don't know. I think he'll be – I think he'll be really good, just probably next year, not this year.
Yeah. No, it's risky for sure. As I'm looking at this, going back to the receivers, I took the chance on Calvin Ridley. I think if we find out that it's more of like up in the air of who's going to be the top dog there, I might in the future just wait for Christian Kirk in this round so I could have taken another guy in the last round. But, yeah, as I'm looking at running backs here, like Sanders, like Montgomery, don't feel like I need any more running backs, obviously. And yeah, Pittman and Evans, I just don't like Deontay. I don't like this area of receivers I'm in right now. So I probably could have done something in the pick before, but where I'm at right now is that I see guys like Kmet, Knox, and Njoku, Freiermuth. I think they're all going to be really solid, just like 10 a game type players. Ingram and Schultz, obviously a little better than that, but I'll take a risk on this, and I think a guy who has the highest ceiling out of any tight end that could win me a league would be Darren Waller, so I'm going to take him.
All right. After that goes Pittman and Evans. So I don't mind Ayuk or Lockett if I'm looking at receivers. Lockett was actually like really consistent last year, but they also just added Jackson Smith and Jigba. So Miles Sanders was a guy I was considering in the last round, and he's still here, so it's kind of a no-brainer for me. I'm going Miles Sanders.
Yeah, I like that.
Tyler Lockett and David Montgomery go right after that.
It's hard when you do this computer thing, because you know, like, it tries to be as accurate as possible, but you know when the receivers start coming off, like, even if it's completely different in real life, like, you're not going to have 15 receivers that you were about to have.
Yeah.
But I feel like this has been better than usual.
It has. They've switched it up a lot. Usually they do, like, if they get trigger happy with receivers, they could take 20 off the board in, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm going to go I really like Pittman fall if he fell down all the way to me, but I don't like too many of these running backs that are still available, and I have all these other positions figured out. So I really like Marquise Brown all the way down here. Kyler Murray is only going to pass to him, and when D-Hop was suspended, Kyler Murray only passed to him too, so I don't see that changing anytime soon, so...
Yeah, I like Marquise Brown a lot too. I think if you wouldn't have picked him, if somehow he would fall, I would have taken him. But yeah, I like that. I like Marquise Brown much more than Christian Watson, Deontay, and Ayuk. I can say that for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then it had still a lot of committee now. A lot of these running backs are in just committees. But I like. Rather than reach for a running back at this stage, I'm just going to go Brandon Cooks here. High passing offense in the Cowboys, and him becoming the wide receiver two and the Dallas team, I think it's still going to be pretty good.
Jared, how do you feel that you just missed out on Herbert?
I feel great because I'm picking Lawrence. But
that makes me angry. I wanted Lawrence really badly.
I didn't think that Herbert would last all the way to the seventh round. So that's kind of like.
Yeah, see, like.
It is what it is.
We'll see how it goes in real life. But, like, for me, after Herbert and Lawrence, the drop-off to me, besides Watson, who's a little riskier, the drop. Like, you go from Herbert and Lawrence, who have the upside to be top five, to Prescott, who you know who he is when you get him, Tua, who might barely play, Kyler, who's inconsistent, Cousins, who's average, Rodgers, who's old. Like, yeah. The drop-off to me is crazy. And that's the risk of trying to stack up your team when you should probably be taking a consistent QB who can also go off. Right now I'm looking at, obviously, I like my running backs, but I don't like the way my receiver situation is. I'm going to take the risk that the Q – I don't know. It's so tough. Because right now I want to take Watson back because I think he's the last guy with a high ceiling. And I'm looking at the receivers now at this point. Made probably a few mistakes taking some guys I should have. Like, I don't think Pickens, Schuster, or Sutton are really worth being taken right now. So, obviously could do it different in the future. Probably would have more receivers than I would usually have. But yeah, right now I'm just going to take Watson because I think he's going to get taken either way, and I think he has much higher potential than the guys around him.
Yeah, I like that.
But I don't know, what's your guys' opinion? When you have PPR too and just having the two flex spots, do you really prefer receivers that much over running backs when putting them in the flex?
Not really. I mean, it depends on, obviously, like, matchups, and it depends on, like, what the draft is looking like.
Right.
But yeah, so it all kind of depends, but like generally not really.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of the same way. I think a running back so consistent, but the scary thing though is that the receivers just in PPR have all the potential because they get that extra point every time they catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out Team 8 has 6 receivers and we're 7 rounds in.
Yeah, so that's like another thing.
If they picked an old human being,
I could have maybe gotten a guy like Kirk or Pittman, so that's why I feel a little better about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now with where I'm at, I like the risk I took at tight end. Probably could have waited a little longer on that. But yeah, I think the quarterback situation is awful now. I think the drop off is crazy. With receivers, honestly, I think the drop off's pretty bad here too. Don't like Tony, don't like Davis, don't really like, honestly, because I'm where I'm at and I probably don't need to take anyone else for a while than a receiver, I'm going to right now take the chance on Sutton, even though I usually wouldn't, just because I need a receiver. And I think out of the guys around him, he is a much better chance of doing well this year because of the new coach. And he should be the wide receiver one on the team. So I'm going to take the risk on Sutton and see what he does.
I think he's also a potential candidate of they trade him maybe early on in the season. He does really well in like his new destination.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that too. All right, so to give a quick recap of my team so far, I have Lawrence, Gibbs, Mixon, Amari Cooper, Mike Williams, Travis Kelce, Miles Sanders. So I could use another receiver. There's no one here. I hate Gabe Davis. I hate Juju. I don't hate Bateman, but now he's like the third guy there, so I could probably wait around to do this, but I'm just going to do it now. I'm going to go with Jordan Addison.
Okay.
Because I think him and JSN are in the best situation for a rookie, but JSN just – and I do think JSN is probably a better player than Addison, and I'm saying that as a Vikings fan, but like JSN has to deal with DK and Lockett, and I think he has a – more of a running offense with Kenneth Walker, and they have a worse quarterback than the Vikings, where really Addison definitely has to worry about Jettas. Like, that's not going to change.
Yeah, I agree.
And Hockenson, but it's not a running offense. Like, I think that this Vikings offense will be able to support a top two receiver in Jettas and a solid flex in Addison, and Hockenson is probably going to be a top five tight end. I think that they'll be able to do that. Whereas Seattle, like, I think Walker is the guy who has top 10 potential easily. And then, but then you have Lockett, DK, and JSN, and it's all Geno Smith. Like, that's going to be a little harder for them to do. I think
Addison's in a much better place.
For fantasy, yeah. I think JSN's a better player, don't get me wrong. But for now, Addison.
So right now, just backtracking on my whole team, I have T. Higgins, Marquise Brown, Brandon Cooks at receiver. And so I just want to add on to that depth. And there isn't too – like, a lot of these players are going to be part of maybe a wide receiver 2/3. And so I'm going to take the risk here. Obviously, this guy's a little bit older. But I think that's going to be the whole system this year at the Panthers. They want to build some relationship and play it safe in the passing game with Bryce Young. And having a big guy in Adam Thielen, well, he's going to get a lot of targets, hopefully.
He's just, like, 81.
Yeah, he's getting there up in age, but who else are they going to pass to?
This is why I hate people that want to draft Bryce Young this year, because like the guy just doesn't have receivers.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not gonna draft him, but I think Thielen is the only guy that's gonna be fantasy relevant.
And with the height concerns, and stuff, I think he has a great future, but I think he might have a rude awakening this year. I think he might have some issues.
I think he's gonna get injured, and they're gonna sit him.
Yeah,
I could see that. Amount of weeks.
Damn, the two running backs that went on the turn, Jamal Williams and Khalil Herbert, were guys that I was definitely targeting for the next round.
Oh, I really wasn't even thinking about that.
I think Herbert's easily the best running back there. And Kamara is going to be suspended the first six games of the year, probably. So Jamal Williams is going to be a monster.
No, yeah, honestly, I like Williams there more than Herbert because in Chicago you do have Foreman. So
the Bijan's backup, whatever his name is.
Yeah, that guy. Oh my God, I love that guy. He's going to be crazy.
Which guy?
Roschon Johnson.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like him on that.
He's a beast.
So I really like. I'm planning on taking a rookie wide receiver here. The only thing is there's plenty of them: Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnson, and JSN. But my whole logic is, it's availability, and I think compared to some of these other situations, I think Quentin has a pretty good look at it, considering he's just competing against a really old wide receiver in Keenan Allen and a guy that can't stay on the field in Mike Williams. And so rather than going with JSN, I think Quentin Johnson might have a better rookie season in that there's going to be someone that's either a cut or they're going to have injury problems. And so I'm going to take Quentin Johnson here.
All right. JSN and Gabe Davis going after that. Yeah, I just don't really like many of these receivers. I wouldn't mind Bateman if they didn't just take Zay Flowers, so I don't want that.
I like Elijah Moore. The only problem with Elijah Moore is I don't know how high of a passing offense the Browns are going to have next year. Like, is it going to go back to the Texans type of passing, or a little bit higher than what they did this year?
I don't. Yeah, Elijah Moore is like one of those picks that like could really end up paying off.
Because they have no other receivers on that team, and it's not like...
Right.
Cooper's not really a 15-target guy.
I think Tony... I don't really like this, but I'm going to just go with Tony. There's, like, nothing here that I really love.
Yeah.
I think, like, he is going to be... I mean, I have Kelsey already, but, like, he's going to get his regardless. Like, Tony would be the next guy to get... the most from Patrick Mahomes, so that's saying a lot.
Okay, so this is for Casper. I'm picking DPJ. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. It's so dumb. Okay,
it is very dumb.
So I'm just looking this quick. It's interesting. Honestly, when I think about it, like I said, there was a quarterback drop off, but there's some like hidden gems in there. Like you got. Late in the round, you can pick Stafford, who might find a way to pull something together. You got Derek Carr, who might figure something out in New Orleans. Goff, I'm like, there's so much excitement in that team, and he was solid enough last year. Like, that's a guy that I could have waited a long time, and I feel like I might get the same thing from Goff that I'm going to get from Watson.
Yeah, he was really good last year.
Yeah, like... Gino has like no real upside. He's just like solid. Stroud, I don't see anything. Bryce, I don't see anything. Richards, no. Lance, Jones, probably not either. But yeah, I think like I don't know why Goff is so low. Like I like Goff more than Murray, Cousins, and Rodgers.
I don't know about that, but I think he's a very good backup choice.
No, but I'm saying in fantasy though, like
no,
I would rather have him over Cousins.
Maybe.
But yeah, right now, the way I'm looking at this.
Yeah, I don't hate that take, but I don't know if I would do it.
Obviously, I could have more receivers. Definitely mad about that. But I don't know. It's tough. You got these receivers out here that I don't love. Some like the gems I'm looking at are like a guy like Zay Flowers, who I think might have, like, a Marquise Brown-type role there. But then you also have Beckham, who there's a reason he's there. Like, he's going to do. So, both those guys I don't feel that confident in right now. Zay Jones was, like, very consistent last year. Liked him a lot. But Kirk's there and Ridley. Yeah, obviously Tyler Boyd is consistent. But, yeah, no, if I look at this right now and I'm being honest with myself, I like where Waller's at, but the tight ends now get like very just consistent straight like 5 to 8 range in my opinion. With Kmet, with Knox, even I don't love the Cardinals this year. So, like, even Ertz, I don't even know. Like, he would be a consistent guy usually for me that I would pick. But a guy that I think has insane potential that's still here is Dalton Schultz, just because the team has, like, even in Dallas with all those assets they had, he was still having great years and was crazy in the red zone. It was, like, consistently going off. But now with, like, the lack they have there, I think he could actually throw up a consistent 20s each week. So I'm going to take Dalton Schultz here.
I think he'll be good there, especially with Stroud, who's definitely better than what they would have had there.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, because, like, what I missed out there was, like, Kirk Cousins, Combat Jones. Like, those guys, I wasn't picking them either way. And what I'm at now is that I have two tight ends who have a lot of potential and aren't just consistent, but they, like, at their worst, they're going to be consistent, which I love. Obviously, weak on the receivers right now, only have three. But, I mean, when I'm thinking about it, I would love to pick Goff now, but I would hope he would maybe be there in the next round. So right now I just need to pick a receiver before it's too late. So I'm going to look at this and see. Really, if I'm looking at this, I don't love anyone, but I do really like the potential of Zay Flowers. Odell, I just got to hear more about Odell, because he, to me, he's just like an 8-a-week type dude there. But if you hear about Moore, he might have a greater role. Elijah Moore as well, but I also don't love that team's passing offense. So, yeah, for me right now, it's either taking Zay Jones or taking Zay Flowers. I think Flowers has greater potential, so I'm going to take a risk on him right now.
All right. Yeah, I don't know why Zeke and Fournette are ranked so high. It doesn't really make sense. I'm going to – I don't know, man. This is – I think a guy that's going to have some sort of role in their offense, especially if Dalvin Cook is cut or traded, is Alexander Mattison. But that's not realistic, because in a real draft, if Cook isn't there,
yeah, Mattison will be way up.
Much higher. So I'm going to go with Devin Achane, or however the hell you pronounce it, from Miami, because I think he – has the best chance of a rookie running back that isn't Gibbs or Bijan to take over the role, because the only guy in front of him is Mostert, and Mostert gets hurt every single year.
A couple of, Jared, I don't know what you think about this, but a couple interesting guys to me in this running back area is McKinnon. I like McKinnon a lot, and I'm wondering why Foreman is so low, because people obviously – we'll see at the end of the season who they call, like, the starting running back. But I think Foreman will be way up by the start of the season, because I think he will be the designated starting running back. If he's somehow not, though, that guy's a steal. And, like, in my opinion, Elliott, just, like, no reason to draft him. The guy that's interesting to me, though, is, like, Fournette's still the starting running back in Tampa Bay, right?
No, he got cut.
Oh, he got completely cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on no team right now.
Yeah. Zeke and Kareem Hunt are all in the same.
Okay. And I'm assuming Rashad White already got picked?
Yeah.
Okay. And that guy I don't even love. I think he's solid. But, yeah, no. For me, like, I think Foreman and McKinnon are, like, the two biggest steals in this area right now.
I like McKinnon. So, I regret not taking McKinnon.
The one player that I really like in this range, and you guys haven't said him yet, but I really like, is Damian Harris. I think the Bills really don't want to see a lot of the recklessness that Josh Allen had last year, with him just taking the ball up and trying to, like, just, like, truck people and trying to get the first down. So I think they're going to use the run game a lot more than they did in the past. And the only thing is, they haven't really upgraded. Like, they didn't draft or trade for one. They just signed Damian Harris. And so the whole run game is a question mark right now. But I think by the start of the season, Damian Harris is probably going to be the lead back there. And some of the other backs on that team are going to have, like, complementary roles in the pass game. But I think Damian Harris is still going to be the lead back and probably get a lot of that goal line.
Okay, so Harris is on Buffalo. Oh, so you think Harris will have a much greater role than, what's his name, Cook?
Yeah, because it doesn't look as if, like, they were, like, heavily utilizing Cook either in the end of the season. Like, they used him a little bit more than they used to, but it wasn't that much. And so – I'm just gonna go for a fun one here. I'm gonna take Anthony Richardson if he pans out. They have a pretty solid, like, it's easier than I expected schedule. So hopefully he has a good season.
Justin fucking Tucker, Jesus. All right, so I'm gonna also go with the backup quarterback route, and this is one that I think a lot of people are overlooking, and that is Russell Wilson.
Interesting.
So last year, Russell Wilson, what everyone remembers is that he had like the worst year ever, and he was a terrible quarterback, whatever. He ended up as quarterback 16, which obviously for Russell Wilson standards is terrible. But let me just count how many quarterbacks have been taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So Russell Wilson in this was the 16th quarterback picked. And that means that he would need to be just as bad as he was last year, where this would make sense.
Right.
And he's not going to be as bad as he was last year because he had a fucking idiot as his coach last year. And now he has Sean Payton, who is one of the best coaches, one of the best in all of the NFL over the last decade.
You're not a big Hackett fan?
No one is. Like, it's just so obvious that he sucked. I think,
but he's Mr. Green Bay, though.
He immediately got rehired. He got hired as the Jets OC after he got fired.
Like, I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is gonna be this guy, is gonna be the guy this year, and he's gonna go right back to his old self. But I think to say that, like, Wilson's not a solid backup option, like, crazy. I think
Nathaniel Hackett actually sucks.
Nathaniel Hackett is the, I can definitely coach the team better than he did.
No, like, I don't even know why Denver was looking at him. The Packers' offense was literally just Rodgers throwing it to Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
Like, they literally didn't even have plays set up. It was just, like, him going 1v1 with the corner, and they would throw, like, a little out route to the end zone, and it would work every time.
Yeah, like, I just think, like, there's no way that Russell Wilson is as bad as he was last year, and even if he is, this is where he should be going anyway, because this is the 16th quarterback. And
no, I mean, Jared, you don't like him, but I love Sean Payton. So
I think he's a really good coach. I don't like him because he's the Saints.
Yeah. Okay, so where I'm at, tight ends. I'm surprised when both of you guys, who are your tight ends right now?
I have Kelce. So I'm not even taking a backup.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like, at least for you, Nav, I feel like Ertz could be a really good backup for you. I don't need a backup at this point. But
I mean, he could be. The one thing is, didn't he tear his knee or something?
I'm not sure.
I think he did last season. That's why he was injured.
He's been like solid in Arizona ever since he's gotten there.
Yeah. What's your guys' opinion on Derek Carr this year?
I think he's gonna shit the bed.
I'm not too crazy about it. I think his situation in New Orleans is significantly worse than it was in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that good either. So,
like, yeah, no, I get that. I mean, for me, with what I'm looking at right now, I'm really mad that McKinnon went a pick before, because I think
he's great.
But yeah, no, right now, if I'm looking at this, Foreman, we just don't know right now. Roschon Johnson, obviously, would like to pick a Bears player. Looking at the rookies. Kincaid's still out there, all of that. But, yeah, no, I'm looking at this, and I feel like I still feel weak on the receiver side. So I'm going to go out and really not even take a risk, because I would think about taking the risk of Elijah Moore, but I just don't like that offense. I'm going to take the risk that even with Calvin Ridley there, the offense in Jacksonville will be dynamic enough that Zay Jones can still be a solid – like wide receiver 3 for me on my team, so I'm going to take Zay Jones.
Just for reference, Derek Carr last year, again, with Devontae Adams and Jacobs and everything else there last year, he was the quarterback 16, which or 17, which was worse than Russell Wilson.
Right. So, yeah, where I'm at right now, though, not having the backup quarterback, and Deshaun Watson's obviously a risk. I would probably do this earlier on, but he's fallen to me now, so that's nice that I got Zay Flowers and Zay Jones. But yeah, I'm going to throw in Jared Goff because I think he's really consistent.
I like that. So I don't even like this. I can probably do this in the last round, but I'm just going to do it now. I'm going to go with Chase Brown, who is Joe Mixon's backup. And the only reason I'm doing that is because, well, I have Mixon, and there are rumors that he might get cut, and he always has injury problems. So in case Mixon does get cut, then, yeah. I mean, I think backing up your running back, especially when it's Joe Mixon, is probably smart anyway.
Yeah.
Even though I probably could have done that way later, but whatever.
All right, so I like how my team is kind of rounded out as of right now. And I kind of want to just go defense here, play it safe for defense. The only thing is I'm just looking at each team's schedule, and I don't know who to pick at defense here. So I'm just going to go safe, and I'm just going to pick the Niners. Or I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Defense already?
Yeah, I mean, much else I can get.
Sean's the one talking, but in our 2021 draft, he took three defenses.
Yeah, to this day, I tried to, like, explain in the beginning, and I don't understand it. Like, I don't even understand two doesn't even make sense.
No, I actually like two defenses. If you draft two
I found out more and more, like, I might not even draft a defense this year. You can go on the waiver wire and be fine every week. Like,
yeah, that's what I do.
That's the thing is, like, you're just risking it, though. You're just risking it because, like,
you're risking not getting 3 points a week because defenses suck. I hate them.
Yeah, but also, like, so you just drafted the Eagles defense. What happens when they play the Cowboys? Like, you're probably going to still start them, but you're not going to be comfortable with going in that week doing it.
In my opinion,
right, but every other week, I'm confident, like, at least getting 6 to 10.
I don't know.
The defense, in my opinion, is just taking up bench space.
Yeah, so kind of off topic, but, like, in the Dynasty League that I'm doing, like, I watch, like, videos of, like, how to set it up correctly and everything. Everyone is suggesting, like, no defense or kicker, and I kind of like it because it's just something that I don't have to worry about.
I didn't know that Ray Rice was playing again.
It's Rashee Rice.
It's a joke. Okay, Nav, are you going to pick? You want Joe Burrow, Richardson, and Brock Purdy? I feel like that'll get you the win this year. You won't be last with that.
I want to go with a fun pick now.
A fun pick. Richardson was your fun pick. You can't have two fun picks.
No, but let's round out the running back position a little bit more. And so I think at the end of the day, the Cowboys still want to have a backup running back to complement Pollard. And I think Deuce Vaughn is going to be that guy. He's going to be a little pesky if you're a Pollard owner.
Dude, I actually love that guy. Points. He's like football Steph Curry.
And I think he's going to have a pretty solid role on this team next year. The Cowboys a lot this year.
He's so tiny.
He is.
All right, so I'm going to go.
He's 5'6". Bruh.
Dude, that's smaller than Jared.
Yeah, it is.
Jared, right. You can play football in the NFL.
Wait, he's actually 5'6"?
Yeah, that's what Sleeper says.
Yeah,
isn't Kyler Murray like 6 foot? Dude is going to look like a piece of grass on the TV.
Oh, my God. I think he's actually going to have a solid role there, so I like that pick. I'm going to go.
Yay, Jared likes our pick.
I'm going to do shout out Casper, go with DPJ, get some nice depth. Decent chance that he ends up being the wide receiver two on a Deshaun Watson offense.
DPJ stinks. Dude actually sucks.
He's all right.
You think with Sanders in Carolina?
No.
you think Sanders in Carolina, Hubbard will have, like, no role?
They want to use him as a three down back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Right now, I mean, I want to do a hard bet on Roschon Johnson, but that's, like, a waste of a pick, in my opinion. It's just so much uncertainty with that.
I mean, we are in the 13th round. It's not like a really
– No, I know, but I found out more and more, like, for me, I'm an insane trader, and, like
– Oh, really?
These later-round picks are such assets and trades in the future, especially with the people in our group, because they fall for my bait of just getting those consistent guys. Huh?
Who's they?
No. No, Nav and I this year, I used to feel like I tricked him a lot, but Nav and I this year, I feel like we've actually had trades that were fair in a way. They just didn't, like, work out well for Nav. But, like, so, yeah, no, yeah. I'm looking at this. Clyde Edwards-Lair sucks. Kareem Hunt's terrible. Fournette is eating a cheeseburger somewhere.
Dude, all of the rotation slash rookies that were drafted in the sixth round.
Yeah. Do you guys hear rumors Brady might go to the Raiders?
No.
Because Garoppolo is hurt.
Yeah.
But he just said today, he's like, I am not coming back to football.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, right now, low-key, like, of the guys who are left at QB, not even that I'm going to pick one, but I'm just saying that Stafford, in my opinion, is, like, way more safe than any of those picks. What do you think?
Than who?
Stafford is way, like, safer than Love or Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and the rookies, in my opinion, by far. Okay, so, all right. Romeo Dubes. Okay. So I'm looking at your receivers. I don't see any like crazy potential in any of them. But I'm also looking at running back. Okay. So right now I'm going to do this, even though we'll probably find out in the future that this wouldn't make sense, but I think Penny won't really do anything. But I think this guy right here that I'm about to pick will, even if DeAndre Swift doesn't get hurt, and that's Kenneth Gainwell.
I like that a lot.
Harrison Butker. Why are kickers going? This is so stupid. Okay. All right. I'm looking at this now. I'm getting to the point where I feel like I don't really need some of these players on the board. I'm trying to look at if anyone needs backups for me. Does anyone know Denver's backup?
Backup what?
Running back.
They have Samaje Perine now.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. And how about the Jets? I mean, the Jets, they have, like, just, like, those two other, like, guys, right? Johnson and what is the other name?
Michael Carter, yeah.
Yeah, so that, I feel like even picking them is pointless because there's no, like, designated backup. It's like a committee almost. But, yeah, no, right now I'm looking at where it's at. I'm looking at where receivers are at. And with what I picked – God, this is going to make me really angry picking this.
Then don't pick him.
Oh, really? Wait, where's the search bar? There used to be a search bar on this.
Are you on your laptop?
On my phone, but I thought there was a search bar.
There is on the laptop.
Oh, no, wait, okay. It was just hiding. All right. So, yeah, no, I'm going to – because I actually like him a lot as a – oh, wait, what the – wait, Samaje got drafted?
Okay.
Interesting. Oh, and Penny got drafted too before Gainwell. That's interesting. We have Piron getting drafted as a backup running back. It's definitely interesting. I'm going to have to think about it in the future when if I want to pick him up. But yeah, no, where I'm at, don't feel like I really need to draft any of these running backs. Yeah, just don't really see a need. Kareem Hunt is obviously a solid running back. Good pass game. Actually, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Because of Watson, I like his potential. Don't love Nick Chubb. Hopefully their offense switches up a little bit and they start passing him more. I'm going to do Kareem Hunt. Yep. I have a lot of running backs.
He's a free agent too.
Huh?
Hunt's a free agent too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like when he gets – if he gets signed, like he's – that's a steal, obviously.
Yeah. He's
someone that's probably going to get selected like right before the season starts.
Literally, because this is a mock draft, I don't even care. I'm not drafting a defense or a kicker.
I'm going to, because why not? But
more depth for me, I guess.
Is that allowed in the actual like ESPN draft? Yeah. Can I just not draft a defense or kicker?
Yeah, you can. I'm going to go with – I mean, it really doesn't matter. I kind of like both of these in the late round. I'll go with KJ Osborne, because why not?
No.
If something happens to Addison –
you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, really?
It's because he's a Vikings player, isn't it?
Yeah, because I love rooting for them.
Dude, here we go with the Vikings bias.
How does it feel to be fourth in the NFC North?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
He's just going to agree with you. He's just going to be like, yeah, we do suck.
I think it's literally, no, it's Lions, Bears, Packers, Vikings.
I think we might be
the first. Bears at second.
Yes. No, no, I'm joking. If I'm being honest, though, it's Lions, Vikings, Bears, Packers. The Packers actually suck.
I think we might be first.
No.
I don't, like, I think the Lions may be, like, a fake. I don't know.
What do you guys think about the Steelers? I think they're going to be either very mid or there's going to be, like, a top three pick next year. I don't see anything in that team.
I think they'll be, like, 9-8 like they always are.
Yeah, I think they'll be good. They'll be, like, no, actually, I think they'll have a better record in the regular season, but they won't do anything in the playoffs.
Oh, if
the only thing is, like, they're not going to win a lot of division games. They get the 9-8 record because of the division games. But, like, this year, the whole division is way better, I feel.
All right, Jared, I'm going to draft your favorite player, Taysom Hill.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm not. I actually hate that guy.
Get Jalen Hyatt, Josh's favorite player.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was actually about to do that. I don't think he's that good, but, like, there's no, like, real option there. Allen Robinson in Pittsburgh is kind of interesting, but that guy's old, so I don't really like that. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Jalen Hyatt.
Yeah, I pick Niners defense. I'm on defense kicker now, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. The last pick's the most important. Okay, because I'm doing what I said. I'm not drafting the defenses. I think they're pointless. I'm going to do this just because I think he has a lot of potential, even though I should just probably have a kicker so I can have a starting lineup. Wait, actually, this is a serious question. If I draft a full bench but then just pick up defense and a kicker, will that go immediately into the slot, or do I have to then drop two people?
You have to drop.
Oh, I guess that makes sense because they give up the two slots for – yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, no, right now, because I'm a Bears fan, finishing off the draft, my favorite draft pick of the year, Roschon Johnson.
There you go. I will pick – they don't even have, like, the team name, so I don't even know if these pickers are active. Oh, Chris Boswell is definitely – but he sucks, so I'll go with
– Pick a Matt Gay.
He's gone. I'll pick Prater.
Cody Parkey. Okay. Nev.
I'm going to pick my guy, Stroud.
Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
All right.
So you drafted three quarterbacks.
No, it's the last pick.
It's better than three defenses.
Is it better than no kicker and no defense?
No.
Okay, so let's go through our teams a bit. I haven't gone through mine. So, all
right. Yeah, you can go first.
So, my biggest regret of this draft, and I'm not going to lie, is picking Diggs in the first round because I just don't think he deserves – I like him as a player, but I don't think he should be up there, and I don't like where the Bills are at. So, like, honestly, in the future, I'd probably pick Taylor so then I can reach for a guy like right after I pick. Honestly, it's a tough thing, though, because I think Breece Hall could be, like, actually incredible this year. But if I don't pick him, I could get a guy like CD or A.J. Brown who are, like, game changers. So Breece Hall might still consider taking him even over a guy like CD because I think his potential is so high. Javonte obviously has the injury concerns, could consider ETN in the future. And there's all those great receivers after him, like Amari Cooper, Terry McLaurin. But, you know, I do like the William Swift thing. I'll see, like, later in the offseason if Swift will really have the bigger role, because if he does, I think that's a steal. Calvin Ridley, don't love that as my wide receiver too, but he could be a really viable option. It's just a risk. Darren Waller, I think, might be one of my biggest steals of the draft because I have that much Deshaun Watson, obviously wanted Justin Fields. That didn't work. We'll see in the actual draft. Trevor Lawrence got picked. I think that's the kind of guy I'm reaching for and want. But, no, got Deshaun Watson a little bit.
The new coach,
I think, could be great. Schultz, another guy. Picked a tight end. Usually wouldn't want to pick two like that. But I think both of them have the highest upside by far of the group. Zay Flowers, Zay Jones. Like being able to take both those guys. Flowers, obviously, huge risk. Jones, the risk that he just, like, won't have that much output again in the offense. Obviously wanted Jared McKinnon there, but, like, yeah, with Jared Goff, I think that's a crazy — he probably won't be there when I actually want to draft him, but I think that's a crazy steal. Like, that could be a guy I could be starting, but like most weeks over Watson, just because he's so consistent. And then yeah, with the last picks, just like Gainwell, Hunt, good backup options, pass catching, PPR, like it, Hyatt, a lot of potential, and then obviously no kicker defense for me, but I'm just like kind of feeling out the players. Roshan Johnson, we'll see what he's looking like, but a lot of talent, so we'll see.
All right, so I had Kelsey at 6. Jahmyr Gibbs in the second round. I think he's going to be a fucking monster. I don't really think he's that much worse than Bijan as a player. So,
but Jared, quickly, I don't know about you, but like what you're about to say, but I think if I was your team, I think your worst pick of the draft is Joe Mixon.
Could be, because he's Joe Mixon and I never pick him, but I just feel like this is the latest he's ever gone. So yeah. Take advantage of it. So yeah, I went with Mixon in the 3rd. Amari Cooper.
Like that.
And Mike Williams in the 4th and 5th. Miles Sanders, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Addison, Kadarius Toney, Devin Achane, Russell Wilson, Chase Brown to back up Mixon, DPJ, KJ Osborne, Niners defense, Matt Prater. I'd be okay with this team if we drafted right now.
Honestly, I'm taking photos of my team right now because I like it a lot.
All right, Trigger, you want to say your team and then we'll get out of here?
Nav.
Yeah, so I'm pretty lukewarm. No. Without this league drafted, I don't think I got him last.
Okay.
But I'm pretty lukewarm, I think. Could have gone left instead of right in some of these draft moves. I kind of reached on getting Joe Burrow just because I like that stack of T. Higgins and Joe Burrow. But I could have gone running back there so that I didn't have to go with J.K. Dobbins because – honestly, I just don't like that whole offense as a whole. That whole offense, whenever it was on red zone, it would just be, oh, look, a 60-yard touchdown from, like, some no-name, like Devin Duvernay, and then they'd go back on defense, and the next time it would be, like, someone new gets, like, it's just really unpredictable. To
say. Wait, what team are you talking about?
The Ravens offense.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so, I don't like J.K. Dobbins that much, so had I gone running back in round 2 or 3, I could have gotten wide receiver, and I think I would have been way more comfortable with how this team turned out.
All right, so.
So what are we rating this? Should we think, if we're honest with ourselves, who was the best team?
I like team 10 and team 8, low-key.
Okay, well, I was talking about us, not the computers. Like, the computers could go fuck themselves. I honestly think, like, I think Jared's team has the most potential just within the first picks he has. Like, a few of the mistakes I had, he got the players that I wanted, like with Amari Cooper and Mike Williams. So I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound biased, but I'd probably say mine.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, though, I do really like what I did with certain picks with tight ends. And I do think, I don't know what you guys think, but I do think I have, like, the best running back core, though, by far.
Out of us for sure.
Yeah.
Like having Hall, Williams, and Swift is kind of a crazy.
I don't like either. Or like, honestly, I don't like either one of yours wide receiver depth. But I do think if you round out both of your teams, like I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, Nav, I hate your team.
No, honestly, I'm not drafting like that and getting confidence in the first round.
No, I'm not. It's just scary to me. Like every year. The team you draft looks kind of the same, and it's just scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, I like some of the moves you made with Deuce Vaughn. Like, I like that. Richardson taking the risk. Harris. I don't like Quentin Johnson because I think he won't get that much output there. Like, Thielen is kind of scary. Cooks is scary. The picks that I do like that you like, Marquise Brown, you know he's going to get a lot of work, so I liked it a lot. Dobbins, team's much better, so I liked it a lot. But I will never get, though, Kyle Pitts. Number one, like the team's not passing, so it's you just having your team bias. And then T. Higgins at a second round pick is just insane to me. I don't know.
He actually had a really good season last year.
I don't think it's crazy at all.
I think it's insane. Like the guy averages like what, 15 to 18? And that's good, but that's not a second round pick.
I think he's good. I mean
who, like, if you look at any of the wide receivers after him, who would be a
Waddle.
Yeah, I guess. But then you don't know who's – if that QB – the whole QB situation there is wonky if that QB gets another CTE or something.
No one went in the 3rd round besides Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, no, that was weird. No, I would like
all the wide receivers got picked in the first and second. I think honestly, I'm really gunning for CeeDee Lamb. I really hope that him, AJ Brown fall in the second to me, because I would easily take them in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, it's interesting, like, the amount of, like, it's like the second, it, obviously you start with your top dog receivers, but like the really like good receivers that are consistent go away so quick. And I wonder if it's gonna be like that in real life, but like having AJ Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra, T, and Jalen going that quick, like, that's a huge miss. And like, you think about that and you're like, you like your pick, but you're like, you miss out on those guys, and that's huge.
No,
but yeah, you know, exactly. We'll see about, I think Bijan's your risky. Actually, it's not even risky. Bijan just in general is your best pick. Like, I actually like that guy with how high he is. I think he's gonna be like a 30 a week type dude. I think he's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if Amon-Ra can fall to me, I would take him too. And then I would, if I had gotten one of like those wide receivers that I kind of liked that were higher, I would probably just go Mahomes, go safe there with the third pick. So then having Patrick Mahomes, one of like pretty solid wide receiver, and Bijan, that's a pretty good big three right there. And then filling the rest.
It's funny that we talk about this. Either way, these teams, when it comes to our actual league, will look completely different by the end of the year.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you know me, I probably won't have 50% of my guys.
Oh, you won't have 50% of your guys by, like, week 7.
No, actually, that's something I'm trying to change, because I've noticed last year, like, just giving up on some guys so quickly and not investing makes it, like, less exciting. So I'm actually going to relax on that a lot. I might do it later in the season, but at the beginning, I'm going to take my time with it.
We'll see. It is June 1st, so we really don't know what's going on. But,
yeah.
All right, that was good. That was a fun mock draft to start off the summer for fantasy. I'm sure we'll be doing a few more of those as the offseason progresses, and definitely closer to our actual draft, we'll be doing that too. So that'll be fun. I don't know when that's going to end up being. Probably late August, right? Like around right when we get back. But
yeah,
yeah. Any of you guys got anything to say before we get out of here?
Go Bears. Not. They're going to be plus 500. They're going to have the Vikings shaking in their boots. They're going to win at least one.
We're coming.
We're coming for sure. And the Packers are actually fucked. Like, we're going to mess them up.
I just yawned. Okay. we'll see you guys later. Have a good one.
All right. See ya. Peace.